Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. And looks like there is a high likelihood that Nick Chubb becomes a Houston Texan running back from Cleveland, who had several great years in Cleveland. And then injuries the last couple years have really robbed him of those two seasons. A catastrophic knee injury 2 years ago, able to come back from that last season, but then broke a foot late in the season. And last year was the first season where you look at his numbers and you go, okay, well, that looks like a guy who might be a shell of what he used to be. I did not realize how amazing Nick Chubb's numbers had been for the Cleveland Browns when he was healthy. He didn't have a season where he was under 5 yards a carry.
Right.
In the first 4 or 5 years of his career, he was amazing.
And he ends up last year having 3.3 yards per carry.
Yeah.
Which does annoy me. Anybody who's read any of the articles about this signing, they just kind of lump in and they say, well, in the last 2 years, he's averaged 3.9 yards per carry. That's bogus, because in 2023, before he got injured, he was running just as well as he's ever run. He was above 5 yards per carry as well. Last year, it was everything, and it wasn't just because he was on a bad Browns team. He'd been on bad Browns teams before. His yards after contact were much, much lower. He was at 2.5 yards after contact per attempt last year, where previously in his career it was 4 yards after contact. Some people point out that he was hit behind the line of scrimmage a lot. Sometimes that's what happens when a guy is less explosive than he used to be too, and you're not hitting the hole as hard. Yeah. So he wasn't the same guy. This, in a lot of ways, feels like the Cam Akers signing, if they sign, where you're going to get him on a good deal, likely a 1-year deal, a lot of incentives. Diana Rossini reported that he had better offers of more money elsewhere, and yet he feels like this is the best situation for him. And that makes me feel like, yes, this is the best situation for him. You're getting, if he hits those incentives, then God bless him, it was worth everything. If it doesn't work out, then just like, I mean, with Cam Akers, it worked out. You ended up getting draft compensation for him. But the upside, I think, is higher than it was even for Cam Akers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You're not going to get peak Nick Chubb again, I don't think. But if you get a healthy percentage of peak Nick Chubb, and he's over the broken foot, and he's now 2 years removed from the knee injury. Here was Jeremy Fowler was the first one that I saw have this news yesterday, and it was on SportsCenter. Here was Jeremy Fowler with the first report on the Texans and Nick Chubb's mutual interest in one another.
Nick Chubb, free agent, one of the top free agent names still out there. I was told that he's hoping to sign here soon, and maybe he gets something done before a minicamp, gets into a team. 4-time Pro Bowler. The return to Cleveland's not totally off the table from what I'm told, but probably unlikely because of their draft plans. They drafted multiple running backs. I'm told Houston could be one to watch here. They've been looking at that running back market, maybe adding somebody with Joe Mixon.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it developed very quickly yesterday, because that was yesterday morning.
Yep.
And then within a few hours, Jordan Schultz and Diana Russini and probably others, so those are the two I saw, basically said, no, this is expected to happen as long as he passes the physical.
Yep.
And probably it'll happen on Monday.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, today. In town today. Take the physical, and then hopefully that will be fun. You know, if you get Nick Chubb. Now, I guess, two interesting things here. There's probably more than that, but two that are just popping into my head as you and I are talking this through. I would love to know who the other teams were that were offering Nick Chubb more money to where he saw this as an opportunity to come here for less money. Because let's face it, I would imagine, and if Nick Chubb signs with the Texans, we'll get a chance to ask him this at some point. But what's his motivation? You know, is this a 1 year prove it deal where he's expecting, if he has a good season, I don't think someone's going to fork over $20 million for him or something like that, but he gets one last good contract from somebody. I guess my question, Seth, is what would make this an enticing situation in which to take less money in what could be an incentive laden contract when you consider that A, Joe Mixon is here, and B, Joe Mixon did a lot of what he did last year on his own. It was not because of the blocking up front.
Yeah, the positives are, I think, specifically Joe Mixon. Because I think, I'm guessing Nick Chubb, after the year he had last year and after he had that devastating injury 2 years ago, I think he probably realistically looks at it and is, I can't be expected to get 25 carries per game. I don't want to get 25 carries per game. I just want to go out and get back what I had on a one-year deal. And I can do it alongside a guy who is a workhorse, but that I'm going to get my reps and I can fit in seamlessly to this offense. Right. The downside is, man, that offensive line last year was not doing much for Joe Mixon. He had to do it on his own.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see if Nick Chubb signs and after he talks to the media, who on the Texans did he talk to? I mean, Kamari Lassiter is a Georgia guy that probably has posters up, probably had posters up on his wall
Nick
of
Chubb.
Nick Chubb as his senior year in high school.
Yeah.
So, and whoever else the common ties are, I think it's the C.J. Stroud, it's Joe Mixon being here. A lot of times people might think, well, why would Nick Chubb want to go where there's already an established running back? In this situation, he wants to go specifically because there's an established running back. This is a prove-it year for him. If he had conversations with Nick Cayley or D'Amico Ryans about just what they're planning to do on offense this year, it probably just felt like, all right, I like these guys' upside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little, as we kind of talk it through, it reminds me a little of Dalton Schultz signing his 1 year. I'm not saying Dalton Schultz before getting here was what Nick Chubb was in Cleveland, but when Dalton Schultz signed here, it was before they'd even drafted C.J. Stroud. When Schultz signed here, it was a bit of a bet on D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, probably Bobby Slowick a little bit. Similarly, I think this is Nick Chubb coming in, and this is a bit of a bet on Nick Cayley and Cole Popovich to some degree with Nick Chubb, right? You know, so it's a little bit of unknown in a prove-it contract.
Yeah, and I think that with Mixon too, it's I hope he didn't just think, oh yeah, it's D'Amico Ryans. He came from San Francisco. Our offense is very similar to San Francisco, so it'll be the same offense. Because I don't think it's going to be.
No.
It's going to be a lot more like a New England offense. And I doubt he thought about it that way. But I think that's kind of like the knee jerk. Oh yeah, they run like they're trying to be San Francisco, and that's very similar to to Cleveland scheme. I don't think it's not as basic as that. It's more basic in that I like the people who are in charge. I like the idea of being sharing carries with Joe Mixon, and I like C.J. Stroud.
Is there a dollar amount? I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a one-year deal. Is there a one-year deal? Is there?
I'm guessing it's like, this is my pure and total guess.
Yeah,
I'm guessing it's like $4 million with a boatload of incentives.
I think so too. And what I was going to ask you was, is there a dollar amount where you would cringe a little bit and go, "Ooh, that's a little too much for Nick Chubb"?
If it was $10 million,
yeah, I think so.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
it says Diana Russini says it's going to be an incentive laden contract.
Yeah.
And that tickles me where I like to be tickled.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, Mixon's making like nine. There's no way he's making more than Mixon. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
So I think you nailed it. I think it's.
I guess it might be, what are the incentives? The incentives, because whatever you feel about the Texans and how aggressive they should be, Caserio's done a really good job of managing the cap where, yes, he has given out all of these like huge guarantees, et cetera, et cetera. But they're shorter-term contracts, and if you go out 2 years from now, in 2027, the Texans have one of the best cap situations in the league.
Yep.
So they have a lot of flexibility to kind of push money off into the future, and it's not irresponsibly so. So if the incentives are something like he's on the roster and he gets this and that and that, I'll be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a lot more performance-based.
I bet it's both. I bet it's, is he on the game day roster? And then he's got probably season incentives for yards and things like that, if I had to guess.
One of the other things that a lot of people I've seen bring up, and I did a live stream on this last night, a lot of people brought up, man, he's got such a reputation as just the right kind of guy.
Yep.
Works his butt off, like cares about the team, all those things that... and I think Chubb is the classic guy that I don't think you would have had a Myles Garrett type situation. I know he had a little bit of a contract leveraging there a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But it seems like he wanted to do right by the team and his teammates. And I think he's a good guy to have in that locker room.
I think a lot of times, and we'll play this in the 7 o'clock hour, but a lot of times you can gauge what kind of guy it was at least by how the city that's losing him is reacting. They hate this in Cleveland. They hate this in Cleveland. There were people in Cleveland that knew he was a shell of his former self, but just wanted him back on the team because he's Nick Chubb.
Because he's the right kind of guy. I think I'm guessing there are a lot of people in Cleveland that are like, all right, you guys bent over backwards for Myles Garrett, who's awesome and everything, but man, I don't feel the same way about him that I do about Nick Chubb.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Aaron Wilson had a really good sit-down with C.J. Gardner-Johnson over the weekend. I don't know if it was over the weekend or how recently it was. But the quotes in the video started dropping this weekend from the interview. Ben, we may need to skip around a little bit here. The most interesting quote to me was, let's do C.J. Gardner-Johnson too, Ben. On his new team, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was not at OTAs. His explanation as to why he missed voluntary OTAs with his new team.
The week I was there, it was very... very closer than the places I've been before. Because this is a brand new organization. We're trying to be the first team to put a bull on the ring. That's something that, you know, with this organization, we're really 10 years in here, really, not really crazy, you know, what, 10 plus, 15, really, not really too many years. So I had to step back. I'm too much. Sometimes, and I think coming off a Super Bowl, it's a little too much for guys who, you know, feel like they're at the top of their profession right now because of who they are. And that's respectable. So me, I had to step back and I had to humble up because now I'm at the bottom of the mountain with a team that never went to the top. So I can't come at the top of the mountain, bring a top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain. I can't do that.
Okay, so just to explain the beginning there, he was here for a week back in April. He did media. Remember, he had his hat. He had his Cam Newton hat. But basically what he's saying, the way I hear that, Seth, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson is admitting that maybe he can be a little bit extra. He can be a little too much.
Well, but no, but almost like that, because he's coming from a place where almost he's come off an experience that's too good. And I don't know if the Texans are ready to handle everything that I bring.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't give this kid his first beer and then give him his chased by black tar heroin.
Yeah.
They can't handle exactly the me in my purest form.
Oh,
yes. We need to ease them into me.
I love that. And you know what? I give him a complete pass for it as well. Good job. Good self-awareness, C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It's funny how this goes by various teams and whatever situation guys are in. When it comes to OTAs, it's weird. It's almost arbitrary when people make a big deal out of an OTA, a voluntary OTA absence or not. Because there are multiple other veteran players, especially on the defensive line, that weren't there for voluntary OTAs. And I don't think for injury purposes or whatever. They're just veterans exercising their rights. By and large, it's usually not a big deal. But when a guy just got traded for and he's got a reputation, or at least eyebrows raised about like, hey, what kind of guy is this? Then it starts to get more attention. But for whatever it's worth, nobody really focused in on the fact that C.J. Gardner-Johnson wasn't out there last week.
I think fans in general have gotten more forgiving for guys missing OTAs. And I think this era of Texans football, D'Amico doesn't seem as worked up as maybe previous head coaches might have been about guys missing the voluntary part of things.
They've all gotten the memo, and teams have been fined if they are critical of any veterans.
Yeah.
So they try really hard to not.
Yeah, that's true.
To at least act like, no,
that's a good point.
Maybe
it's different. Yeah. Maybe the chatter behind the scenes is different than what he's saying in front of a microphone. That's fair. I don't really care. Like, I think, you know, tomorrow will be the big one. You know, if they're missing the mandatory stuff, then something's up.
That is the one that that's way more consistent. When guys miss mandatory minicamp, with Aaron Rodgers last year, people are more inclined to be like, hey, what the hell, man?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we start caring about the money they're missing out on.
That's right.
How could you hate this team so much that you're giving up $300,000 or whatever it is?
I tell you this, though. Someone tweeted yesterday, I guess Lamar Jackson, some of these guys have bonuses built in if they do show up for the voluntary stuff. And I guess Lamar Jackson's got like a $750,000 workout bonus if he shows up for the voluntary stuff, and he doesn't show up for it.
I know.
$750,000, dude. I know you make $60 million a year, but $750,000.
And people ask, like, why would they even put that into the contract? I saw a lot of people criticizing Lamar Jackson or wondering whether he should have an agent or something. Some of it just comes down to the team has a policy that they're going to put those workout bonuses in, and they're not like, okay, it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And the player knows it up front and already has already figured, no, I'm not going to do that.
That's right.
I personally don't know if there's any amount of money. I don't think if I were a billionaire, I could turn down the $750,000
to show up for workouts.
Yeah. Easy to say when you're not a billionaire.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I say I would do if I were a billionaire that I know are bogus. But this one, I feel like I actually would.
I promise you, I would. Well, if I became one from, like, there was a time in my radio career that I had like $170 in my checking account. So just knowing that I experienced that, I'd be like, on principle, I've got to go to this $750,000 thing. Especially at like a foundation or something like that. Like, you give it to your charity.
Yeah, just give it. Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know,
but they're also
I don't want to paint
much.
Lamar Jackson as the devil or anything like that. But but
at the same time, when you put yourself in that, like, okay, they're also making that much in interest over any given period of time. So,
yeah.
And I'm giving the money to charity.
I understand. Lamar Jackson's time is more valuable than mine on an hourly basis. I get that. I totally understand that.
You know what he'd say? You could say, hey, this $750,000 is money that just goes back into the salary cap, so I'm helping the team out.
That's actually true.
Yeah, I am giving you $750,000 extra to just go ahead and spend on other players.
Which is way easier to do if you play for the Ravens, a team that makes really good decisions with the salary cap. You're playing for like any of like 25 other teams, you'd be like, all right, here you go.
Boy, you know what? That is a whole other topic, by the way. I mean, that's when guys like Pat Mahomes signed the deal they did, which was very team-friendly.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to say, look, I'm willing to take less if you trust that they're going to do the right thing with
the money. Yeah.
It's like loaning money to your one friend who's a solid citizen versus your other friend who's a gambling addict.
He's a crackhead or something.
Yeah, right. Like, okay, no, I don't trust giving you this money.
Yeah, a lot of crackheads on these GM streets in the NFL, man. I'm just telling you. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
They tend to be with the Arizona Cardinals.
Payne and Pendergast. I'm not literal. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. All right, we'll get to headlines. Astros, Texans, NBA Finals. We got a lot to get to in headlines. We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.